to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to Pinecrest Park as we are about to get underway here for an area matchup between Sylacauga and Shelby County. Michael Giddens joined alongside Alex Bauman as we are getting set for this 4:30 p.m. Central Time start between the Lady Aggies and the Lady Wildcats. Alex, this is a game that includes a team that has seen some struggles so far throughout the regular season, but they're going to welcome in a team that they were able to defeat in the regionals last year and won multiple games over. So maybe that mental aspect is hanging over the Lady Wildcats as they visit Pinecrest Park today.
We saw it last year where Sylacauga, they weren't that great outside the area, but when they got into area play, they were fairly good and helped them get to the playoffs. So when you get to area play in any sport, including softball, it doesn't matter really what you did outside that area. As long as you handle your area business, you'll be in good shape.
We'll bring you the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups here as the national anthem is being played here for the players and the fans alike. For the visiting Shelby County Lady Wildcats, leading off, Caitlin Bland catching, the lefty, has been a dynamo for this offense for many years now, and she goes into her senior year hoping to lead this Shelby County team to another postseason. Batting second, center fielder Danslyn Cannell. Batting third and pitching, Aaliyah Chason. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Cadence Cannell. Batting fifth in the outfield, Chloe Gallops. Batting sixth, Michaela Allen. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Madison Tolleson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Madeline Minter. And batting ninth and playing first base, Brooklyn Richardson. For your hosting Sylacauga Lady Aggies, batting first and playing first base, Kinley Hathcock. Batting second, second baseman, Brooklyn Harris. Batting third, center fielder, Malaya Bryant. Batting cleanup, playing third base, Sydney Royster. Batting fifth, the designated player, Madeline Gardner. Batting sixth, catching, Kelby Darby. Batting seventh, shortstop, Elena Bryant. Batting eighth, right fielder, Abigail Wyckoff. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Sadie Franklin. Taking the center circle, his pitcher, Ainsley Williamson. We'll take a very quick break when we come back. It's opening pitch here between Sylacauga and Shelby County on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're a member owner. We provide personalized service, local lending decisions, and competitive rates to help you buy a home, finance a vehicle, or reach your financial goals. We're proud to serve Central Alabama and invest in the communities we call home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Visit us today at CoosaPinesFCU.org or stop by one of our branches located in Chelsea, Childersburg, Pell City, Vincent, and Sylacauga. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Softball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Softball is presented by Wright Tire and Service, Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Giving Jeremy Law the night off tonight as it's Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman here as we have first pitch in just a few moments from Pinecrest Park. Sylacauga Lady Aggies in area play against the Shelby County Lady Wildcats. The Shelby County team coming in on a bit of a heater. They're 8-2 on the season. Their only two losses actually coming against Talladega County squad Fayetteville, who have played just an enormous amount of games so far in this regular season. But Shelby County have looked really stellar in area play. Their three area wins as they lead the area with a 3-0 record, coming to the tune of 12-0 against Sylacauga in their opener, 10-0 against Central Clay, and 9-0 against Briarwood. They have not given up a run in area play so far, as the visitors will lead off here with Caitlin Bland. And Caitlin has hit almost more home runs than my Auburn University education can count in this series, Alex. As we get ready for first pitch, Ainsley Williamson, first ball high. The count 1-0. The 1-0 from Williamson. He's going to one hop in front of the plate for ball two. And the 2-0 low and outside for ball three. And maybe a strategy here to just not really give Bland a lot to hit. You know that she's capable of beating you by herself. No reason to start the game off like that, as this one will come in, called a strike over the outside corner. The count now 3-1 as Bland was taken all the way. A little bit low. Looked like it was about the same spot over the plate, but low.
And four balls. To start it off. Now the
probably a smart decision for Sylacauga to walk. The best player on Shelby County. Don't let her get going in this game and let the next batter come up and try to get her out.
Yeah, it's essentially an intentional walk, but not a fully intentional. We'll call it semi-intentional. As Caitlin Bland will have a speed-up runner.
And Gill will be the speed-up runner for Shelby County.
Gabby Gill coming in, 10th grader. Now Danzlin Cannell. As Cannell takes ball one. Cannell is officially a high schooler now, although she's played varsity softball for Lady Wildcats for multiple years, but the freshman hoping to continue her impact on this team. The 1-0 count. Low and inside for ball two. Second straight 3-0 count she's faced. She's able to throw a strike last time, and this one will be a little bit low for ball two. So back-to-back walks start the contest.
Now batting for Shelby County will be the pitcher, number 88, Aaliyah Chishon.
Here's another one of those seniors, Chishon. She's pitching today. Right now, she'll try to do something at the plate to help herself out. The first pitch is low for ball one. Williamson gets set to deliver, rocks back, and that one was close to the 3-0 pitch that was called a strike for Williamson against Bland. This one called a ball. The count now 2-0. The 2-0 called a strike. It was up near the letters, and the Aggies will take that one. 2-1 count. That one is slashed down the first baseline, but foul. First contact of any sort so far in this game, and it's going to produce a 2-2 count, an even count for Williamson and the Aggies try to attack to.
If you're Williamson, you want to avoid getting the bases loaded with a cleanup batter, Caden Sconnell, coming
yeah, that would be
to the plate.
Ideal start for the Lady Wildcats. The Aggies trying to say something about it as that pitch is going to be inside for ball three. It's now a full count for Chason against Williamson. The payoff, hit towards second. It's going to squeak through the infield. Run coming around third, heading home, and will score standing. Meanwhile, Cannell advanced from first to third on the play, so runners on the corners. Still no outs, and the first across the board for the Wildcats here in this game.
That was just a hair out of the vicinity for the second baseman.
Yeah, Brooklyn Harris wanted to be able to make a play while still on her feet there. Didn't go to ground. She maybe stretches out. She might stop it, but there's
still
no chance to get the out at first. It might have stopped the runner from third to going home, but right now the Aggies need to figure out a way to get some outs. First pitch called a strike into Cadence Cannell. A third baseman for Lady Wildcats. The one pitch, that one inside for ball one. Thank you for joining us here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Thanks for listening on Mix 106.5, and thanks for watching on Facebook and YouTube. Here's the 1-1. That one is high and hit very high towards Bryant in center field, coming on to catch. There's going to be a tag attempt to throw home. It's going to be a close play to the plate, and she got her. It's a double play for the Aggies.
Wow.
A perfectly thrown ball by Bryant home.
Nice defensive play by Malia Bryant out in center.
Last year in the game we covered at Clay Central, Michael, Malia Bryant, I thought, had one of the better softball games I've seen for a high schooler. She in the center field is basically the eraser for the Aggie defense.
I mean, we talked about it last year. You know, still a young player. Her fielding ability already so good and so effortless at times. If she could come through at the plate more often, she would become a truly outstanding player for the Aggies, and she comes up with a dime right there to home to get the double play. Couldn't have been placed any better.
Maybe that's something that can wake up the Aggies, get them into a groove. I know they've given up one run already, but not out of it yet.
The 1-0 pitch to Chloe Gallups called a ball, so the count now 2-0. That one is a little bit high and inside for ball three. And taken all the way was Gallups. It's called strike one. Runner on first, two outs. Lady Wildcats lead 1-0. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That one's over the head of Gallups and called ball four.
Now stepping to the plate for the Wildcats will be number 17, Michaela Allen.
First pitch into Allen is called strike one. That's a good sign so far as Williamson has three walks in this opening frame. Been really struggling to get first pitch strikes, so that's a good one to see right there. Count now 0-1. High for ball one. Ball outside. Count 2-1. That one skips inside. It gets past the catcher, and both runners will advance. So now two in scoring position. We count 3-1.
Hurt did a good job on the previous one, getting a little bit of a wild throw. Grabbed in. That one, not so much.
You do have a base open at first with a 3-1 count. And that one is called a ball. It was close, but just a little bit too high. So that'll load him up. Still with two outs. And he's trying to mitigate the damage.
And now stepping to the plate will be your second baseman, number seven, Madison Tolleson.
Seventh hitter in the order coming up in this leadoff inning, Tolleson. First pitch to her. It's called strike one. Just catching the inside corner. One blown outside, and the count evens up. This one shot to third, fielded, throws to first, and the Aggies get out of the inning. One run scores on only one hit. The Aggies do get out with a huge double play from Malaya Bryant, and then with the bases loaded, a nice 5-3 put out. We'll go to the bottom of the first. The Aggies trailing 1-0 to the Lady Wildcats. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today. Back at Pinecrest Park here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The Lady Wildcats of Shelby County leading 1-0. But really, with the base runners that the Lady Wildcats had in that first inning, only allowing one run for the Lady Aggies is a victory for me.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It was a little bit of a struggle to start the game for the Aggies, walking a lot of batters. The defense stepped up, though. You had a double play from Aaliyah Bryan.
Aaliyah says she's ready to go.
And you got that batter out at the end. So you get out down 1-0. Now it's time to respond and get back in this game.
Aaliyah Bryan's double. I mean, the catch is just routine for her, but the throw home, my goodness, what a put out there on the double play, trying to take out the runner that was trying to go home on the sacrifice fly. So the Aggies now with their opportunity here. It'll be leadoff first baseman Kinley Hathcock for the Lady Aggies. First pitch into her is going to be chopped down the third baseline, but foul for strike one. And Aaliyah Chase on. Comes up to the plate. She's the one that got the RBI in the last inning. The pitcher for the Lady Wildcats, her RBI single is the difference right now. Second was slapped towards short, fielded, thrown over to first. It's a close play, and Kinley Hathcock almost beat it out, but I guess tie does not go to the runner this time. It's
and now, ladies and gentlemen, stepping to the plate will be our second baseman, number 6, Brooklyn Harris.
Just a fragment of a second, too short on the 6-3 put out.
Sylacauga starting out aggressive, swinging. She swung at both those pitches, was able to connect with that second one.
Brooklyn Harris, who looks like she's been playing for quite a while for the Aggies. She's been such a consistent presence in this team. One of the two seniors. Count now 1-1. Wings and foul that one behind home plate for strike two. Chase on the 1-2, and that's called strike three, as it looked like it was going to be outside, but instead it's a backwards K put out.
And down to the Aggies here at the top of the third. Lady Aggies, our center fielder number 8, Aaliyah Bryant.
I don't know about that one, Michael. Looked like that could have been called the ball.
I mean,
but
you got a better angle of it than me.
Yeah.
But
I think the catcher did a good job framing that one up.
Yeah, it's weird because she's a lefty, so she's catching with her right hand, so she didn't have to frame as much with that ball being outside of the right-handed batter. First pitch into Malaya Bryant, outside for ball one. And about the same spot for ball two. That one was closer, but still called ball. So 3-0 count for Brian. I imagine she does not have the green light here, but you never know. Yeah, she's watching all the way, and that one's right down the middle for strike one.
3-1. And that one was right about the exact same spot. Same speed and everything. And I think Bryant was hoping it would be ball four. Here's the full count, 3-2. That one chopped towards second. Fielded by Cannell. Throws over to Richardson at first. And the 4-3 put out will make it 1-2-3. Here in the bottom of the first, we will head to the second inning. The Aggies trailing the Lady Wildcats of Shelby County 1-0 here at Pinecrest Park. We'll be right back here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Second inning about to get underway here from Pinecrest Park on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Visiting Shelby County Lady Wildcats.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
One run on the board in the first inning. Alex Bauman, thanks to an RBI single from Aaliyah Chason. The Aggies go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. What do you think the message is to starting pitcher Ansley Williamson here for the Aggies? To try to settle her down. She had three walks in the first inning. How do you get her to, you know, find that strike zone and fill it up a little bit more?
It definitely just be taking a deep breath and playing your game and not worrying about the outside noise and start throwing some strikes for us.
8-9-1 due up for the Lady Wildcats. So it's Madeline Minton, shortstop. First pitch into her is ball one.
Early on, a lot of Williamson's throws, the balls were thrown low, and now they're a little bit higher. All she needs to do is find the middle of those two things, and she'll be throwing more strikes for the Aggies.
And she's trying to, but right now it's just a little bit off. That one low, ball two. The 2-0, and that one low for ball three. I think he's trying to avoid the leadoff walks that bit him in the top of the first. 3-0 count. That one's high. Four-pitch walk to Minton.
And now stepping to the plate will be the first baseman, number 18, Brooklyn Richardson.
So now Richardson. She is another one of these young breakthrough players for Shelby County. Starting as a seventh grader. That one's in the dirt, trying to head towards second and safely. Will Minton. Already with a runner in scoring position. And nobody out. So the 1-0 outside for ball two. The 2-0 from Williamson. That one's going to be another difficult one. and get to the backstop. And from first to third, back-to-back wild pitches. So Minton is 60 feet away, making this a 2-0 game. The 3-0 in the dirt gets away. Coming home, it's going to be a possible play at the plate, but not able to get to it in time. And that's also a walk for Richardson.
Almost the exact same way that throw hit,
the
catcher
hurt,
bounced off of her chest, and they were not able to recover. The Aggies were. Tough one.
And we talked about how maybe it was a strategy for the Aggies to walk around Bland, but at this point you really don't want your pitcher throwing purposeful balls. At this point you just want to help her find the strike zone. First pitch into Bland, low for ball one. One outside for ball two.
All these base runners for Shelby County are playing very aggressively, so whenever Hurt gets the ball, she has to keep her head on a swivel and make sure that nobody's trying to steal.
That was going to get away. Runner at first wasn't aware that it got away, but she was advised by her teammates to head on to second, and she does, and count 3-0. The runner in second. And that's going to be a walk for Bland. And we're going to have a mound visit here, maybe a pitching change. Wait and see what the plan is for the Lady Aggies with runners on first and second. And I think it will be a pitching change here. So while we see how that goes, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll resume the top of the second inning here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Change for the Lady Aggies here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network as runners are on first and second here in the top of the second, and the Lady Wildcats visiting here lead 2-0. Williamson, Ansley Williamson started the game. She makes it through one inning before being relieved by Maddie Gardner, who started as the DP in the lineup, and she'll take the center circle now. They'll switch up. I think the first objective for Maddie is going to be find the strike zone, because that was the struggle so far in the game for the Aggies. You know, if Shelby County puts the bat, the ball, hopefully you're in position to field that could get play on the ball. But like Malaya Bryant did in the first inning, but you got to be able to find the strike zone in the first place, and I think that was the issue.
Yeah, as a basketball guy, I use the basketball analogy. Sometimes your shot's not falling, and tonight, Ansley Williamson's shot wasn't falling. She couldn't find that strike zone, and she was a little bit out of rhythm. But that'll happen sometimes. And now you bring in Maddie Gardner to come in, hopefully find that strike zone. which is able to, even if they hit the ball, I have a lot of confidence in these Aggie outfielders to be able to clean it up, like Malaya Bryant.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastic double play from Bryant the first, and Brooklyn Harris went far away on the RBI single for making the play, so we'll see if the Aggies can pick up the slack in the field. It'll be Danzlin Cannell at the plate, the first one to face Gardner. Runners on first and second. First pitch in from Gardner, called a ball, low and inside. And the 1-0 is called a strike. I don't know if it was a strike, but we'll take it. It looked like it was pretty far outside from my vantage point. I don't know about you.
It was similar to the one that Shelby County got, where they got called for the strike.
The 1-1. That one's going to be hit to shallow right field, and it slices foul at the last second for the best for the Aggies, because that was a really tough play, and I don't believe that Abigail Wyckoff is going to be able to get there in time. It was just moving away from her. Even if she dies for it, I don't think she's going to be able to get her glove to it. But instead, it's just a long strike. The 1-2. That one is hit very well in between third and short, but fielded well, thrown into third, and it keeps the runner from advancing home. So the bases are loaded with no outs, but it's a pretty solid job of routine fielding.
And now
there,
stepping to the plate for Shelby County,
sure,
will be the pitcher number 88, Aaliyah Chaishon.
Gardner doing a much better job finding that strike zone. Now it's going to come up to the fielding to make sure these runners are not able to score.
And here is your lone Shelby County Lady Wildcat with an RBI, or single in the first. Brought home Gabby Gill. The 0-1 inside. Chaishon backs out of the way for ball one. High and outside. Ball two.
That was an outstanding job from Hurt to corral that in, because the Wildcat on third base is ultra aggressive, trying to make sure that she is ready to sprint home if that ball gets away from Hurt.
That one does catch the outside corner for strike two. Here's the 2-2. Oh, excuse me, the 3-2, and it's high for ball. Yeah. Okay. A little bit of confusion there. More confusion.
Are we?
And no one knows really what's going on. Yeah, they're saying it's 3-2. And the runner came home and scored. All the runners advanced. So
I'm confused myself.
Well, it's essentially a steal. It's a triple steal executed to perfection. It was just mass confusion for the Aggies, as
Shelby County thought they were walking. The Aggies did too. They weren't. It was a 2-2 count. So they could have been all tagged out at the moment, but nothing happened, and now they've all got steals to their record. So the score now 3-0, full count. And that was going to be fouled back by Chase Ahn. We'll do it again. Gardner to Chase Ahn, rocks back, delivers, that one's inside, and that is ball four.
And now stepping to
no
the
harm, no foul, right?
Baseman number
no
two,
harm, no foul.
It all worked out in the end.
Only harm was that Sylacauga gave up a run quicker than normal.
Base is still loaded, no outs. Cadence Cannell, who flew into that double play. She hits another one in the center field. This one won't be caught as it'll drop between right and center all the way to the wall. One hops, one run scores, a second run coming around and scoring, and it'll be a two-run stand-up RBI double for Cadence Cannell to make the score 5-0, Shelby County.
Cannell hit it right into the gap between Malaya Bryant and the right fielder. Couldn't hit that any better. Neither of the Aggie outfielders really had a chance at that one.
Yeah, Wyckoff and Bryant both just in no man's land there compared to where the ball was. No chance. Good piece of hitting from Cannell. Now we move on to Chloe Gallops in the lineup. First pitch low for ball one. Pitch taken for a call, strike one. The 1-1. Swung on, big cut, and a miss for Gallops, and then strike two. See what happened from my angle.
Almost like you try to bunt it.
The check swing and foul ball. It really looked from my angle that it hit her, and she just didn't hit it with her bat. And that would have been a strikeout, but
she didn't move her bat in to try to hit it, though.
I guess she did get a piece of it with her bat, so the count's still 1-2. That one fouled straight back. Alex, you thankful that there's a net there.
There's a net and a window.
Double protection for you. Count stays at 1-2. And that one has got some vehicles in danger. It lands in between two vehicles.
That was almost a windshield repair for someone.
I looked out there and I saw the mayhem guy running through the parking lot.
That's always my fear, going to a baseball game or parking near a baseball or softball field, is am I going to be that guy?
Yeah, we need Pinecrest Park insurance on all the vehicles around here. That ball comes in low.
People that are asking for are the people that have parked in the outfield. They are just asking to get that home run souvenir broken windshield.
There's been a few players that over here on this third base foul parking lot, as that one comes in and hits Gallops. Load the bases back up. Yeah, there's been a few players that It's like their specialty is to foul it off towards those vehicles over the years.
And now stepping to the plate for
the school bus park for again, Michael.
Michaela Allen.
It's in the outfield. Prime position to get one of those windows broken.
That's trying to incentivize the players to hit it. Base is loaded, no outs. As this one's going to be hit towards right field, towards Abby Wyckoff. She'll come on, catch it. Throwing home as the runner tries to tag. A relay will happen, and it will be not in time. So one run does score on the sacrifice fly to make it 6-0. And the runner at second did advance to third with one out.
Now stepping to the plate will be your second baseman, number 7, Madison Tolleson.
Tolleson coming up, it means all 9 batters have come to the plate in the lineup in this second inning. As Minton led it off from the 8th spot. First pitch to Tolleson, foul back for strike 1. High there for ball 1. I thought it was a pretty good pitch.
Looks like a strike to me.
Yeah. Here's the 1-1 from Gardner. Oh, and it catches the bottom part of the inside corner.
Maybe a little bit of a makeup call for the previous one.
Here's the 1-2. This one will be chopped to third. It's going to be a tight play, and it's going to be a little bit late at first. Pulled off the bag on the throw. Run scores. The Wildcats extend their lead. It's now 7-0 here in the top of the second.
And now stepping to the plate will be the shortstop, number 16, Maddie Minton.
High and outside for ball 1. One count here for Madeline Minton. She fouls it back. The 2-2 count. That ball gets away at home plate. Runners will advance. And even though this is a little bit of a down year, unfortunately, for the Aggies, we've seen some epic battles between these two teams. And regular season play, and area tournament play, as another ball gets away, but not far enough away for the third base runner to come home. Good timeout here from catcher. Kelby Darby calls timeout. And even in regionals from Montgomery last year, the Aggies knocked Shelby County out of the postseason, ended their year. course, a few years ago we had the day where it didn't seem like David McCurley and Jeremy Law were ever going to get off the air. They called games from 10 a.m. to almost midnight, back and forth. Shelby County and Sylacauga went. They played, I believe, three games that day where both teams scored at least 10 runs in every game, and two of the three games went to extra innings. It was an absolutely amazing day if you're a fan of softball. It was a very long day for Dave McCurley and Jeremy Law.
I think every day is a long day for Dave McCurley.
It is. Yeah, he's looking to get out of this jam here. The base is loaded, one out. Score 7-0 in favor of the Lady Wildcats here in the top of the second. The Aggies next year will continue to play Shelby County in softball. Their area includes
Sylacauga's area, plays Shelby County. Will be the first baseman, number 18,
and the
Brooklyn Richardson.
Moody, which replaces Briarwood. What do you think about that area for this softball program?
Moody 9-10 on the season, a little bit of a down year considering last year Moody won the state championship, 44-8, beat Houston Academy. They ended the season on a 19-game winning streak. I'm sure they lost a lot of talent from that roster, but that tells you how good Moody softball can be.
Yeah, it says they ended the season on a 19-game winning streak last year, so not faring as well for them this year, but hey, just 2 years removed from a state title, and they'll be added to Sylacauga's area. 2-0 count. That one's called a ball. 3-0. Garner into Richardson. That one's called strike one. Richardson takes ball four. That will bring home a run in the count, or the score now goes up to 8-0.
And now stepping to the plate for Shelby County will be the catcher, number one, Caitlin Bland.
And I mean, what do you do here? Because this is not someone you want to throw a strike to, but the bases are loaded. That is a swing and a miss. Instill some confidence in Gardner. That first pitch strike against Bland.
I think Gardner's got to be aggressive here, but don't throw something right down the middle that's going to leave it out for Bland to stripe it.
Bland takes that one outside to count even at 1-1. In the dirt, and it gets away from Darby, but we'll get to it in time. Keep the runner at third. Count now 2-1. Bland takes that one high and inside. Count 3-1. Garner gives Bland one. It's going to bounce around and get through the infield off the glove of Hathcock. It's going to bounce all the way home. Two runs will score. Bland ends up at second, and the score now 10-0.
It's a rough one for the Aggies. Bland hit that exactly where he wanted her to. Couldn't corral it, though.
It's almost like now, an infielder. You don't expect that
double zero
doing much when she lands the plate. She's either going outfield or over
yep.
it. She hits one on the infield and just out of the reach of Hathcock. First pitch into Danzlin Cannell is inside for ball one. Still one out here in top of the second. The Wildcats have put a 9 spot on the board. with an opportunity for more, two in scoring position. Here's the 1-0. Cannell hits that one pretty well towards center, but Bryant plays it very well. Runner tags and comes home. That's Richardson. Good awareness from the seventh grader.
I'm telling you, Michael, anyone hits the ball in the vicinity of Malaya Bryant, you are not scoring. It's a guaranteed out.
I don't even think she necessarily judged that one very well off the bat, but still so quickly adjusted to make the play anyway. Just so smooth out there. 11-0 the score. And that one's going to hit Aaliyah Chason on the first pitch. She'll go to first. Runner coming on for Chason. It's Nancy Hall.
And now batting for the Wildcats to be the third baseman, number two, Cadence Cannell.
First pitch swung on, hit towards left field. It's not able to be fielded. Bobbled it a little bit in left field. That was Franklin. And it allows a run to score, so the lead grows to 12. Runner still at first and second. RBI single for Cadence Cannell.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 77, Chloe Cannell. Excuse me. Number 77, that's going to be Chloe Gallants.
Pitch there. It's, you know, I don't judge an umpire based on their strike zone they give me near the end of the game. I get adjusted to it. So that looked like a good strike based on what's already been called throughout this game. But there it's called a ball. That one's definitely inside. Going to get away from Darby. Runners will advance to second and third. That's all you ask for is a batter and a pitcher and a coach and a fan. His consistency behind the plate. Here's the 3-0. That one is over the outside part of the plate for strike one.
What would be your thoughts, Michael, on the ABS system?
Oh, I'd be challenging nonstop.
Making it from all the way from the MLB to college to high school.
We got a ways to go in the technology department to get to an ABS system, but I'd love to see it because I would have challenged about 90 of the pitches so far.
As Dave McCurley says, it would take too long.
But I give him credit. It would take too long at this level. It would take too long. It would take up the majority of the game. Bases loaded, two outs. Kayla Allen thought about swinging at that first pitch, called strike one. She'll take inside, count even at one. Low ball two. High and outside, ball three. And That's a good pitch right there from Gardner. Catches the outside part of the plate for strike two. Full count. Bases loaded, two outs. The Aggies trying to stop the bleeding. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a good call. Oh, my goodness. It was in the same spot as the last pitch that was called a strike.
That'd be a tap of the helmet or the hat, Michael.
I'm tapping the helmet immediately. But instead, we don't get that opportunity here. Another run scores for the Lady Wildcats. Unlucky number 13 to nothing. And I don't really know what you say at this point, except, you know, just keep your head up. Batter by batter, try to get out of this inning and just keep playing some softball. And, you know, crazier things have happened, but it'd be a really, really tough mountain to climb at this point. We'll have another pitching change. We'll just keep it right here as we find out who's going to take the spot of Maddie Gardner in the center circle. And it's going to be Elena Bryant, who moves from short. Moving from short, trying to remember, she's used to throwing the ball overhand at short, so she got.
Ladies and gentlemen, another pitching change here for our Aggies.
How to throw it underhand.
Put our hands together for Maddie.
I can't imagine trying to throw underhand like these softball players do. It's also safer, though. For
now, moving from short over to the mound will be Elena Bryant.
In baseball, you know, pitchers are held to a pitch count that's much, much lower than anything you'll see in softball. I mean, you see it at the college level, College World Series, you'll see a pitcher go the entirety of their team's appearances. They make it all the way to the championship series. Pitchers have thrown over 500, 600, 700 pitches in a single tournament over the span of a week and a half. I mean, never would that happen in baseball. It's not as taxing on the arm. But it's still very impressive how they generate that much velocity, especially with different types of pitches, being able to manipulate the ball, rise and drop ball, screw balls.
Alrighty, Elena says she's ready to go, so stepping back in for Shelby County will be number 7, Madison Tolleson.
First pitch from Bryant into Tolleson is low and outside for ball one. And Tolleson batting means that the order has batted through twice in the top half of the second. Base is loaded, two outs. Be great to see Bryant get this out here. One of the two seniors. Gets that called strike one. Not too far off the same spot, but that one's high and outside for ball two. The 2-1. That's a good pitch. Strike two. Two is chopped foul down the first base line. Tolleson was really just fighting to stay alive once she committed to swinging. That one was a tough one to even get her bat on. Two 2-2 count. And takes high for ball three. And that's going to be low, ball four, and another run will score. Wildcats. Second touchdown on the board.
Now Maddie will be the shortstop, number 16, Maddie Benton.
Count from Bryant to Minton, and that's called strike one. High, ball two. Dirt for ball three. And taking high for ball four. And that brings home run number 15.
And now, stepping to the plate for the Wildcats will be the first baseman, number 18, Brooklyn Richardson.
You got Brooklyn Richardson, the nine-hitter, to the plate. Swinging at the first pitch, hits it into shallow left field. It's going to drop in. Get past the left fielder, one run, scores. Second run coming around third and scoring. Runner three coming around third and scoring. It is a bases-clearing double for Brooklyn Richardson, and the score balloons to 18-0.
Another one where the outfielder is a hair away from getting the ball.
And now batting will be the catcher, number one, Caitlin Bland.
They say football is a game of inches, and it feels like today for Sylacauga, the softball game has been a game of inches.
Well, most of those have mattered at the plate. And what's been called a ball or a strike. His first pitch from Bland swung on and popped just over the netting behind home plate. Souvenir and a strike one. Seventeen runs for Lady Wildcats here in the top of the second. The 0-1 in the dirt is going to let Richardson advance from second to third. And Bland's going to hit that one in the right. It's going to be an RBI single for the Lady Wildcat senior. Makes it 19-0.
Gill will be the hurry up, and now batting will be the center fielder, number 00, Dazzling Canell.
First pitch in, strike for Brian against Dazzling Canell. Canell hits it high in the right field, and that mercifully is the third out of the inning. The Wildcats, with 18 runs in the top of the second half, make it 19-0.
And ladies we'll come and gentlemen,
back with the bottom half of the second inning
lead of 19
here on the
so Coosa
Hines Federal Credit Wildcats. Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, The S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and Alex Bauman. That second inning was, look, we'll be honest, it was tough to watch. 18 runs scored by Shelby County in the top half of the inning. The Aggies have to respond in a massive way in order to get back in this contest just to keep it from being a three-inning game. And right now, I don't even know what you would say to your team to try to refocus them at this point.
Honestly, it's just be ultra-aggressive and go out there and have fun. I think that's the big thing for these girls is when I was getting beat in the sports I was playing, and when I was playing Little League Baseball, my teams were not particularly good. I think one year we didn't even win a game.
And now,
the coach would always tell us, go out there, have fun, swing at everything, and spend time with your friends. And that's exactly what Sylacauga's got to do right now, is have fun, swing at everything almost.
And see what happens.
See what happens.
And that first one's a ground out from Royster to the pitcher, so it's one down here for the Aggies. That one's going to hop over and into the outfield. It's a base hit for Maddie Gardner, who started the game as the DP, but before she even got a plate appearance, switched to the mound and then switched back off of it. But she gets a hit, doing her job as the DP.
Aggies now stepping to the plate, our catcher, 00, Kelby Darby.
It's Kelby Darby up to the plate. Runner on first, and one out for the Lady Aggies. There's Chase on. Comes in, and it's going to be outside for ball one. That one is over the plate for strike one. Swung on and missed, and the count 1-2. Sylacauga softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. The Aggies down a lot here, but Shelby County still has work to do to complete this game, and the Aggies could get some runs on the board, especially if Wildcats get a little lackadaisical with such a large advantage. That one's hit towards short. Opportunity for the Aggies. Also an opportunity to a double play, but it won't happen as Darby hustles it out at first. It's only a force out on the 6-4 put out.
Number three, Elena Bryant.
That's what you want to see from Darby, though, is with you being down as many points as you are, it's easy, or runs as you are, easy to kind of lollygag to the base, and she does not do that. She does a complete opposite, full speed.
Now Elena Bryant to the plate. First pitch to her is a ball. And of course, she has been the Aggie shortstop for years now, but in the last half inning, she took the mound and finished out the inning. 1-0 comes into her low and inside for ball two.
That one's hit towards first. It's going to get away, and it's still going to be a nice play there. I guess put that one in your books as a 3-4-3 put out at first, as it will retire the side of the Aggies. Strand one runner, and we will head to the third inning. The score, Shelby County 19, Sylacauga nothing. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, and through two innings, the Aggies are trailing the Shelby County Wildcats 19-0. It's really just all been unraveling from the top of the second. The first inning, you know, three walks, but a huge double play turned by Malaya Bryant and Kelby Darby kept that from busting open in the first. I mean, and we thought, you know, if the Aggies can replicate that going forward,
ladies and gentlemen, Elena says she's ready to go.
This could be a ball game in the end, but the second, just inability to get strikes, some timely hits from Shelby County, but really just aggressive base running. They were walking and they were stealing on every pass ball, wild pitch opportunity, even stealing on a 2-2 pitch count that they thought was ball four that wasn't, and all the runners advanced, and Sylacauga wasn't able to do anything about it and take advantage of it getting out. So it was just a really tough inning to watch unfold for the Aggies. At this point, you got to keep Shelby County where they are, and then in the bottom half of the inning, you got to get at least, five runs to keep this game from ending. So the Aggies, a lot of work to do here, but we'll see if they're capable of extending this game. 1-1 count. Chase Song gonna hit that one off the knuckles. Foul on the first base side for strike two. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Elena Bryant with a huge K. Valia Chase on. How about that? Pitcher on pitcher crime there,
and
Alex.
Stepping to the plate will be the third baseman, number two, Cadence Canale.
Love to see it, Michael.
One down for the Aggies. Cadence Canale to the plate. First pitch grounds towards short. Fielded and thrown over to first. And just like that, two up, two down for the Aggies. It was Hathcock to Moland on the 6-3 put out.
Chloe Gallops.
And it's
1, 2, 3 for 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Aggies. And maybe the Aggies, it might not be for this game, but maybe that can be a spark going forward. We still have three more outs to go. The Aggies got to get at least 5 runs in the bottom half of the inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
8-9-1 due up the Aggies here in the bottom of the third, needing 5 runs to keep this thing going. First pitch grounded toward the pitcher, and Chase on Fields flips it over to Richardson for out number one. One pitch, one out. Bottom of the third.
And now batting will be number 17, Sadie Franklin.
And now Sadie Franklin to the plate. She swings the first pitch for a called strike one. Way outside for ball one. The 1-1. That one is a little bit high for ball two. One swung on, missed, strike two. Way outside. We count 3-2. Franklin can work herself on the plate. It brings the top of the order up. Here's the 3-2. And Franklin takes ball four. Good eye there from Franklin.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 5, our shortstop, Kinsley Hathcock.
Now Hathcock with a runner on first, one out. Opportunity to extend this game for the Aggies. As the start now. And Franklin really cheating off of first base, almost daring Caitlin Bland to throw the ball over. That was foul tipped off of the catcher's mask behind home plate. The count even at 1-1.
Now the 1-1. And chopped foul. Third base side for strike two. Side ball two. Hathcock stays alive, fouls that one off as well. The Aggies with three straight home games in area play. It all starts tonight with this game against Shelby County next Tuesday. They face Clay as the steal attempt comes in from Franklin, and she's in there easily. That ball was way outside. Blaine had to corral it before she could even try to throw out Franklin, so an easy steal for the Aggie freshman. The Aggies will continue area play at home next Tuesday, and then as well next Thursday against Briarwood. So be great to see the Aggies find a way in at least one of those games, if not both next week, as that one's called strike three against Hathcock, and now two down here in the bottom of the third.
And now stepping to the plate will be our second baseman, number six, Brooklyn Harris.
Michael, you asked all the coaches their walk-up songs. Was it this year or last year? What would be your walk-up song?
I have to think about that one for a minute.
I think I know what I think.
Strike one.
If I was Dave McCurley, I would give
you... Probably Eat It by Michael Jackson.
I was thinking...
That was a Weird Al's version, wasn't it? Beat It was Michael Jackson's song.
I was thinking the Chili's Baby Back Ribs commercial theme song. That'd be yours.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Or anything that has to do with the buffet.
Does Golden Corral have a theme song?
I'm sure they do.
The 1-1 fouled off over the first base dugout. The Aggie dugout. That one's strike two. Aggies down to their final strike. Unless they can get a monumental rally started right now. There is a runner in scoring position. Franklin stands at second. Count 1-2. Chase on. Rocks back and delivers to Harris. A very wild pitch. That one goes into the backstop. Bland tries a throw down as it went off so hard in the netting that it gave Bland an opportunity to throw down to third. Franklin just beats out the throw, so runner on third. Still two outs. 2-2 count. Harris is going to foul that one off of herself. She was still standing in the batter's box. That's a dead ball foul. Two pitch. Harris smokes this one to deep left field. And it's going to one hop into the fence. One run scores. Harris rounds first into second. She'll get there standing, and that's a big-time moment for the Aggies because although this season there's been some struggles, that's the first run scored in area play for the Aggies. Nice barrier to get through, and the score now 19-1. Runner on second, two outs.
Brooklyn with a double for the Aggies.
But one of your senior leaders, Brooklyn Harris, hitting that one.
She wasn't too far away from a home run there.
It looked like it could have had the distance.
I'll never, ever forget Brooklyn Harris's game against Ramsey in the regionals a few years ago. Two grand slams. Malia Bryant with a 1-0 count. Now 2-0. Chase on. Gives Bryant something to hit. She hits it to left, and it drops fair. Harris rounds third. She'll score, and it's back-to-back RBI doubles for the Lady Aggies, and it's 19-2.
What a response from these Aggies. I know that.
And Malaya with a double driving in the wanted to be. Aggies. Great hit out there, Malaya Bryant.
You said earlier, Michael, this is something you can use to build on in the next game and going forward later in the season.
And it's still a tough ask with two outs already to get this rally to keep this game going, but you only need three more. First pitch into Royster. High for ball one. She's going to foul that one off of herself, just like Harris did. The count. Even at one. That one's really high in the infield. Catcher and second baseman coming on, or excuse me, pitcher and second baseman, and it is the second baseman in that catches it. And that will do it. Royster pops out. The four fly out ends the game. The Aggies.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the ball game. Congratulations to the Shelby County Wildcats. They do take the victory over our Lady Aggies this afternoon.
Shelby County Wildcats. Shelby County advances.
What a great game by both
4-0
teams. Great sportsmanship.
In area play, the Aggies fall to 0-4. We'll take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Stay with us.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Turn to the experts you can trust at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. The official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Your final score from Pinecrest Park here this afternoon, the visiting Shelby County Lady Wildcats 19, the Silicaga Lady Aggies 2, an 18-run second inning was really the difference in this one. Too much on the base pass for the Lady Wildcats. The Aggies really struggling to even get outs in that inning, and that was the big difference. What was your takeaways from Shelby County's performance in this game, Alex?
They were ultra-aggressive running the bases, trying to steal them, and they had some good bats. It all starts out with Bland. She's their best batter. Silicaga did the best they could trying to not let her get going. It just came down to too many walks and letting some base runners score. And then in that second inning, there were so many hits that the Aggies were just an inch away from getting that out, and it just didn't happen.
And even though the result's not what we wanted to see, that end of the bottom of the third, getting two runs on the board, hopefully that can propel this team to maybe get some results that go in their favor heading into the rest of the season. The way softball works, you could lose every regular season area game, and you show up in the tournament and at least come in top two. You'll still make it to the postseason. So there's still plenty to play for these Aggies, getting good experience against what we know is a very talented and proven Shelby County team. We expect them to do a lot of good this year. They could be a threat as deep as Oxford, potentially, in this softball postseason. But for Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman, here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This has been a product of Radio Alabama Sports. We will catch you next Tuesday for more Lady Aggie softball as the Aggies welcome the Clay County Lady Volunteers to Pinecrest Park. Until then, thanks for watching and listening.